message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Praise the Lord. Winning the race, part 2. Winning the race, part 2. How many of us were in the first session of this message? You were here last week and you were blessed. Shout hallelujah. We spoke extensively on habits as a major factor for us to win the race. We spoke on habits as a major force that will help us to win the race of life. And we looked extensively at various habits, good habits of a Christian that can make him a great one, and bad habits of a Christian that can affect him from winning the race. We also quoted from 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24 to 27, with 27 particularly, 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Let's start from 24 and then see how far I can go. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, from verse 24. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize. So run that you may obtain the prize. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run. Somebody say run. Run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. 27. But I keep under my body, and I bring it into subjection. Somebody say subjection. Lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Lest if I have spoken about the word of God to others, I am myself am condemned by the same word. May the Lord bless the reading of this word in Jesus' name. It's our month of character and our major focus this month, both in our Sunday services, Wednesday services on character. And we are looking at winning the race, and we are trusting that we will all win the race in Jesus' name. Life is a race, like I said last week, and every man or woman must realize early enough in life that you are in a race. You see, those that take life casually, they end up as casualties. Life is a race. And when you are in a race and you are distracted in the race, you lose the race. And we'll be looking at a major force that can make a person to lose his race in life. And if this race, this issue is handled, it's very easy for the person to win the race of life. You will win the race of life in Jesus' name. You will win the race of life in Jesus' name. And last week we looked at habits. And I'm telling you, I myself was supernaturally blessed by that message. And I trust God that tonight is going to bless someone again in Jesus' name. Today we'll be looking at a major force that must be handled for us to win the race of life. It's called offenses. Or you can call it offense. Offense is something that makes somebody feel upset, annoyed, or insulted in life. Offense is something that makes somebody feel upset, annoyed, or insulted in life. And Jesus said in Mark chapter 11, verse 25, Mark 11, verse 25, he said, if you stand praying and you have offense against, he said, and when you stand praying, forgive. If you have hurt against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. If you have offense against anybody, if you have refused to forgive somebody, or if somebody has refused to forgive you, say, be quickly forgive them so that your prayers will not be in that. Now, listen, ladies and gentlemen, offense is one of the major hindrances to people winning in life. And if you are going to enjoy the best of God, you must avoid offense. In this world, you must surely see offense. According to Matthew chapter 18, verse 17. Matthew 18, verse 7. Woe unto the world because of offenses. Can you see that? Woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must need be that offenses come. But woe to that man to whom the offenses come in. That is, people must offend you. You cannot live in the world and people will not do something. You say, but don't hold on to that offense. Don't live in unforgiveness if you want to really win the race of life. And somebody is here today. You and I, we are going to win the race of life. You must refuse to be offended. You must also know that you cannot offend. You cannot live in offense. You cannot live in offense. When you operate in offense, you lose your defense. When you operate in offense, you lose your defense. And there are various categories of offense. The first category of offense is offense against God himself. If you are offended against God, you have lost your defense in life. And when a person is not happy with God, then the person is already at risk. The Bible says, woe is unto that man which striveth with his maker. Woe to that man who is offended in his maker. May you not be offended in your maker in Jesus' name. And where there is a woe, there cannot be a way. When a person is operating under woe, there can't be a way for the person. There will be a way for you in Jesus' name. It is spiritual rascality for a creature to be angry with the creator. It is spiritual rascality for a person that was created to say, I'm angry with my God. He has refused to give me what I want. I'm not happy with you, God. It is spiritual rascality. It is rascals that are angry with God. May you never be a rascal in life in Jesus' name. One person that you cannot even risk being angry with is the Almighty God. It's a risk. It's a risk that is too, that can cut the life of a person short. Every man or woman that wants to win the race of life must never be angry against God. I've often told you, there is nothing that God has done for me that I don't see as good. Ever grateful. Ever grateful. Ever thankful. Ever appreciative of his faithfulness. There is not one thing I say, this one, I don't really like. God is not faithful in this. He is ever faithful. Job said, all the days of my appointed time will I wait until my change come. He said, I will not, I refuse to speak against God. I think that's Job 14 verse 14. I refuse to speak against God. I will continue to stand with him because he's my God. You are my God and your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. Yahweh. That is, I will continue, you will continue to be my God forever. How many of you have decided that he will continue to be your God forever? That's right. That's right. Any man that wants to win in life must always get God to his side. So you must never be offended in God. Your heart must be grateful. Your heart must be appreciative. Your heart must be appreciating God. Your heart must always see him as a good person. And as you see him as a good person, he will do you good. I say he will do you good. As you see God as a good person, he will do you good. Do you know there are some people that anytime they think of God, they think of him as a bad person. They think of God as a wicked person. Say, God, how can you give back to me inside a family that is from Ekiti or from a family that is from Ilorin? Why didn't you give back to me inside Barack Obama family in the USA? Why didn't you ensure that I was MK Abiola's son? Why did you give back to me here? God has a purpose for you. And in the name of Jesus, you will achieve that purpose. I say you will achieve that purpose. I say you will achieve that purpose. Number two category of offense is offense against the church and the word of God. The offense against the church. These are things that if it can enter you and you are able to walk with it and run with it, you will see that you will go very far in life. You must know that serving God is a privilege, so you can't be offended at all. You can't be offended at the church. In 1 Corinthians 10 verse 32. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 32. The Bible says, give none offense, neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles, nor to the church of God. He said, don't give offense to the Jews. Don't give offense to the Gentiles. And don't refuse to be offended in the church you attend. Refuse it. Because a church where you are offended, you cannot be defended. You cannot be blessed there. You must not be offended by issues in departments, issues in cells, issues in the church. But you must continue to run your race. Somebody say, run your race. You must continue to run your race. Run your race. There is only one person that can leave a church and the church will shake. That is the Almighty God. There is no human being that can leave any church in this world and because of that human being, the church will have problems. No. So, when you are walking with God, be careful not to enter into the traps the wicked have set for you to display pride and offense. Hello. Hello. If you really want to be great, the enemy will set traps for you so that in the race that you are on, you can drop by the wayside because of offense. You will not drop by the wayside. I say you will not drop by the wayside. I say you will not drop by the wayside. I didn't hear your amen. And then I was restored back to my position. And then I was moving and moving and moving and moving and moving until the calling of God came to do the work in another level. And we are grateful to God for that today. Praise the Lord. Number four. Category of offense is offense against your spouse. Offense against your spouse. If you are offended against your spouse, your prayer cannot be answered. 1 Peter 3, verse 7 to 9. If you are angry against your husband, angry against your wife, if you pray to God, the prayer can be answered. Now look at this. You know, everything I say with proof. I don't just tell you things. I will prove what I'm saying. Look at this. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them, that's your wife, according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Now look at this. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren, be pitiful and be cautious. Not rending evil for evil. Did you hear that? Not rending evil for evil. Railing for railing. He shout on you, you shout on her. He bloodyful you, you bloodyful her. No. Not rendering railing for railing, but contrarywise, blessing. Knowing that you are there unto called, that you should inherit a blessing. You inherit a blessing. I say you inherit a blessing. I say you inherit a blessing. Whatever your spouse has done, learn to forgive. You see, always leave space for the fact that the person you are dealing with is a human being. Hello? Always leave the gap. We always look at our spouse as if they are one thing God. Like, always leave a space to know that this man is a man. Always leave a space to know that this woman is a woman. Even if you are a man of God, you are still a man of God. If you are a woman of God, you are still a woman of God. You are not the God yourself. Leave gap to let. Because sometimes our reaction is like, how can you ever? Yes, the person is still a man. The person is still a woman. So let that allowance be there. So that your actions and your criticisms will not be excessive. Hello. So that your actions and your criticisms will not be excessive. Offenses against your spouse. And I must tell you, it's very unlikely that you'll be living with somebody and the person will not offend you. It's very unlikely. I'm telling you sincerely. But it is now your refusal to live inside offense You refuse to live inside offense. That's why love is very important in marriage. When there's love, multitude of sin is covered. Multitude of things is waived because of love. Every single man here and single lady here, you will marry somebody you love. I say, God will help you to marry somebody you love. Because love covers multitude of sin. Love covers up a lot of sin. A wife that has offended you because of the love you cover, you look at it, you overlook it. A husband that has offended you, it's not every time your husband has done something that you begin to raise your voice, you begin to, no. There's sometimes you need to tell him the truth that, daddy, like, this is not right. I'm not saying that you shouldn't do that. You see your husband going deep and deep and deeper into evil and you keep quiet. That's not what I'm saying. But may the Lord give us understanding. I'm sure you understand what I'm trying to say. Offense against your spouse must be avoided. So that when you stand praying, your prayer can be answered. So that when you stand praying, your prayers can be answered. When you speak, many couples just pray. God is not answering the prayer. Because there's no, the covenant of marriage that is between them is not in place. Because there is offense over small, small things. Small, small things. Why did you leave this broom here? Broom. Okay, take the broom and take it to the kitchen now. You don't need to be angry over that one. Eh? Why do you need to be angry over that issue of broom? The food is not on point today, but it was on point yesterday. It was on point the day before. It was on point last week, but it's not on point today. Manage it. If it's not okay, send somebody bread. Take bread. Use stew to eat it. Or you use some, you just do something. Or maybe that day, don't eat much and sleep. And tomorrow morning, you carry on from there. You don't need to now almost like take a cutlass. It's not good. Especially men, because men like food. What do you mean? What do you mean? Ah, am I a small boy that you're giving this food? What do you mean? Am I a slave? Me for what? Let me care.
No. May the Lord grant all the spirit of patience. I say, may the Lord grant all the spirit of patience. In those days, my wife used to try a lot. When I was still young in the faith and I started fasting, especially when this ministry started, I used to fast massively. And when it's time for me to break my fast, that time I must get food. At that particular time, it's not like now that you fast that you don't even remember that it's time to break. When it's exact time to break and the food is not ready, my eye will be doing turn like this. So I'll just keep quiet. If you try me at that time, what do you mean? But spiritual maturity has taken over all those things. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So let's just be loving. Just be a loving person. 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 Don't be a person that is always offended. Just be a loving person. Why would you treat an outsider better than your husband? Why will you treat an outsider better than your wife? It's wrong. That's one thing that makes a lot of men to have girlfriends outside. Because men like honor. Women like love. You don't give him respect. Like, you see how you're respecting others and you see him. You just see him like trash. He will be offended. His heart will be grieved. When it's time to go home, you say, oh my God, how I wish I can be. In Lagos, some people will walk in the office at 12. Say, go home. Say, no. Hold up. Where are some people by the closing time is 5. By 5 minutes to 5, they're already on the way because they want to go home. May your home be a peaceful home. I say, may your home be a peaceful home. Don't be offended against your spouse. Number 5, category of offense which you must avoid if you want to be successful in life is offense against parents. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to 3. Ephesians 6, 1 to 3. Ephesians 6, verse 1 to 3. Ephesians chapter 6. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. For this is right. Somebody say this is right. This is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment, with promise that it may be well with thee and that thou mayest live long on the earth. Beloved, you must know that your parents will offend you. And if you want to win the race of life, you need their blessing. You need their blessing. You need their blessing. They might be illiterate. They might be literate. They might be rich. They might be poor. And whichever way you look at it, you must not be offended in them. You must not see them as enemies. You must not see your parents as enemies. Love them and forgive them. You see, as somebody is getting older, as a person is getting, especially when the person is really old, they become like babies. They want excessive attention. It's like they want you to be around them all the time, which is impossible because you need to fend for your family also. You must not operate in, that's what they call Christianity. A Christian is somebody who is Christ-like. Christ has shown you so much mercy. You must also extend the mercy to others. Hello? Christ has shown all of us mercy. I'm a benefactor of God's mercy. If not God's mercy, now I can't be here. So that same mercy you have received, you must extend it. You know that song that I like so much? Modupe mora nubao. Modupe mora nubao. Toriki shegogwe niyo. Lora nubao. Modupe mora nubao. We are products of mercy. So have mercy on them in their old age. Speak words of love to them. Speak word of affection to them. Let them know that you appreciate them in their old age. Let them know that what they are doing, for what they have done for you in the past, you are grateful. You are grateful. You are grateful. I mean, as a biological parent myself and a spiritual parent to many, I know the pain of the, most of my time of prayer is for people. Like 90 something percent of the time is for people, children, spiritual children particularly, biological children also. There is a lot of pain and gain in parenting. I can tell you. Because as a parent, you are never at ease until you see the manifestation of God in the life of your children. You are never at ease until you see God manifest. And for God to manifest, it's not play something. For God to manifest, it's not a play something. So we must appreciate them. We must appreciate the grace of God upon their life so that we can also provoke their blessings. In Genesis 49, I don't have time to read it. All the sons of Jacob were called for their blessing. Did you notice how Joseph was blessed specially? Because of the way Joseph took care of his father, Jacob, in his old age. Genesis 49, you read on from verse 7, verse 8, verse 9, and downward. He blessed him with everything, with the blessings of the womb, with the blessings of everywhere. He was pronouncing because Joseph took massive care of his father. When the brothers came to Egypt to come and receive food items, he sent items massively to his father. When the father saw it, he jumped out of his sick bed. He said, I can't die now. He said, let me go and see my son. Let me go and see my son. Let me go. Because of the joy in his heart for his son. May you be a son that is like 20 or 30 sons to your parents. I said, may you be a son that is like 100 sons to your parents. Did I hear you say amen? May you be a daughter that is like 100 daughters to your parents. Did I hear you say a good amen? There are some people, there is only one person, but they are like, their value is like 1,000 people. It's just one person, but they are so valuable. They've never given pain to the parents.
always looking for how to make the parents happy, despite their misbehavior sometimes, as it were. May the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. Let me tell you something. You need wisdom to deal with elders. If you don't have wisdom, you can't deal with elders. If you don't have wisdom, you can't deal with an elder. Because an elder will always be an elder. They will want to make it look as if you are still a small girl at your age. But you need wisdom to deal with them. May the Lord give us understanding in Jesus' name. I'm on number one now. Okay, let's run through very quickly so I can be sure that we're on the same page. Number one offense that we must avoid is what? Number two. Number three. Number four. Offense against spouse. Number five. And number six is offense against our fellow men. Acts chapter 24 verse 16. Acts 24 verse 16. Acts of Apostles, chapter 24, verse 16. And herein do I exercise myself to have always a conscience void of offense towards God and towards men. To always have a conscience that is void of, a conscience that is free of offense towards God. Free of offense towards men. That is the kind of conscience that God wants us to have as believers. Co-workers will offend you, let go. Neighbors will offend you, you let go. People will do a lot of things to you. You must not sit down there and be ruminating over that issue. Be ruminating, be putting fire. No, that's not a believer's style of life. A believer that wants to win in life must avoid offenses against men. Because of time, wonderful people. What are the consequences of offenses? What are the consequences if you sit down with offenses all the time? Number one is sickness. The offended is always sick. Number two is stagnation. Consequence of offenses is stagnation. When you are offended, you are not able to progress. You are not able to progress. You are not able to progress. Number three, consequence of offense is untimely death. And I pray that none of these three shall be your portion in Jesus' name. As I round up tonight, how do we handle offenses? How do I handle offenses? Because offense will come. People will try to offend you. What do I do? How do I handle offenses? Number one, always saturate your heart with the word of God. Fill your heart with the word of God. Listen to the word of God massively. Study the word of God massively. Saturate your environment with the word of God. Let the word of God always ruminate around your heart. Number two, how do I undo offenses? Go for adequate knowledge, just like we are doing tonight. Go for adequate knowledge. Go for knowledge. Go for knowledge. Number three, how do I undo offenses? Watch the company you keep. The company you keep determines what accompanies you. Watch the people that are around you. If the people around you are those who are always offended easily, you'll be offended easily. If those who are around you always pack under any little thing, you always pack under any little thing. Watch the company that is around you. Is somebody being blessed tonight already? Number four, how do I undo offenses when they come? Accept correction with joy. Accept correction with joy. If you want to handle offenses when you are corrected, accept the correction. When your husband will correct you, accept it. When your wife corrects you, accept it. Don't say, Shemi, just a woman. Just a woman, woman, woman. As if it's not, as if your mother is not a woman. As if your sisters are not a woman. Women have a lot of wisdom. They have a lot of knowledge. They have a lot of understanding. Accept corrections with joy. Don't accept correction, be frowning with the correction. You didn't accept the correction. When you receive a correction, you receive it and then you take the action immediately. Then you accept it with joy. Number five, how do I handle offenses? be obedient to the instruction of the Almighty God. Always walk in obedience. Don't walk in bitterness. There are sometimes the Holy Spirit will instruct you on what to do. Say, let go of this person's offense against you. Let go of this person's offense against you. Let go of this person's bitterness against you. This person has offended you. Say, forgive, 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 forgive. Just forget it. This parent has done something very bad against you. Forget it. Just forget it. Forget it. Don't worry about it. Don't forget it. Forget it. Forget it. That's the Holy Spirit talking to you. A guy did something to you in the past, and then it's very hurting. It's very, very bad. Yes, we know. But the Holy Spirit is giving you an instruction. Forget it. Forget it. Forget it. That's how to live a good Christian life. That's how to be blessed as a Christian. Forget it. When you are given an instruction, be obedient. Number six, where I will stop tonight, on how to handle offenses, is walk in love towards God and man. Mark chapter 12, verse 30 and 31. Mark chapter 12, verse 30 and 31. How to handle offenses? Walk in love for God and man. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than this. Just love people. Just love them so well. Love lavishly. I have noticed there is nobody who will be a person that loves people that God will not raise. I've had people in the past who were offended against me. There's not one of them that is in front of me today. Once somebody is offended against you, show them love. When somebody is offended against you, don't use that offense against them. Show them love. Then you will see God raising you. You will see yourself winning in the race of life. You will see yourself winning the race of life. You will see yourself progressing. Operate under a principle of advanced forgiveness. The person that will offend you tomorrow, even forgive them from today. The person that will offend you, not today as in tomorrow, forgive them from today. You will live a good life. You will live a pleasurable life. You will live an interesting life. And your life will be blessed forever. As I round up, let me go through again how to handle offense. I said, number one, always saturate your heart with the word of God. Number two, I said, go for adequate knowledge. Because when you are not knowledgeable in an area, you suffer in that area. Number three, I said, watch the company you keep. Watch the company you keep. Number four, accept correction with love. Accept correction with love. Number five, be obedient to divine instruction. Be obedient to divine instruction. Always obey God's instruction. Number six, walk in love for God and for man. Anybody that is blessed tonight? Anybody blessed tonight? If you are blessed, come on, shout a big hallelujah. Come on, shout a big hallelujah. Do you know what? I see God helping you in every area of your life this year in the name of Jesus. I see God helping you to win the race of your life in the name of Jesus. Mark it. Those that are offended against you, they will not be able to crush you down in Jesus' name. Mark it. Those who are pursuing you to destroy you, God will take you ahead of them in the name of Jesus. Mark it. The rest of this 2019, blessings are coming for your family. Blessings are coming for your business. Blessings are coming for your studies. Mark it. As God liveth, there's going to be a 360 degrees turnaround in your life this time. I said there's going to be a 360 degrees turnaround in your life this time. Things are going to work better for you from now on. Things are going to work better in your marriage. They will work better in your business. They will work better in your career. They will work better in your vocation. And everyone that will see you will call you blessed. So shall it be. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Shall we lift our hands to heaven and give Him praise? Let's appreciate Him. Let's exalt Him. Let's give Him praise. Let's thank Him. Let's appreciate Him. Let's give Him all the glory. Let's thank Him. Let's exalt Him. Let's give Him praise. Let's appreciate Him.
Are you thanking God? Are you appreciating Him for the word He sent to you? Give Him praise, give Him glory, give Him honor, give Him adoration. Thank you, Father. Shall we express our love to Him tonight? I love you more than anything. I love you more than worldly wealth. I love you. Lord, I give my praise. I give my praise. I love you, love you, love you. Worship Him, 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 worship God, worship God. Endu na 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 suwa nenesa, lekuta barake tele gederesa, lekuta ba 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 la ba da ba ya kadobri dege dege dedosa, ela ba 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 ra ba ga dege dege da ba ra ba ga desa. Endu na 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 negeli alalaz, lekasa praketon delevosha. Worship God intensely. Worship Him, worship Him, worship Him, worship Him. Worship Him, worship Him, worship Him, worship Him. Worship Him, worship Him, worship Him. Give him praise. Give him glory. Give him honor. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. We'll pray tonight and then we'll go further into other areas of our assignment tonight. And you will say, Father, you will say, Father, I refuse to be offended in you. I refuse to be offended in you. I refuse to be offended in you. You have done so much for me. I cannot be offended. Lift your voice and pray. Declare to God that you can never be offended in him. Declare and decree that you can never, ever, ever, ever be offended in him. I can't be offended in you. You know best about my life. You know best about my life. I know you have the best plan for me. I can't be offended. I can't be offended in you. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, I refuse to be offended against your church and against your word. I refuse to be offended against your church, against your word, and against your servants. Lift your voice and begin to pray. In the name of Jesus, I will never be offended. I refuse to be offended. Nothing can offend me. Nothing can offend me. Nothing you have said to me can offend me. Nothing you have said to me can offend me. Nothing you have said to me can offend me. You are a loving Father and you love me. You love me sincerely. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, I refuse to be offended against my family members, against my spouse, and against my parents. I refuse to be offended against any of these people, despite all that has happened in the past. Lift your voice and pray. Pray, pray, pray. I refuse to be offended against my brothers, my sisters, those that have offended me, those that have hurt me, those that have spoken against me in the family, those that have used me. Father, I refuse to be offended. I let go of them. I let go of them in my spirit. I refuse to walk in unforgiveness. 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 I let go. I let go. I let go. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You will say, Father, I refuse to be offended in my fellow human beings. I refuse to be offended in them. Prayers in Jesus' name. Lift your voice and pray. I will not be offended. My heart will not be bitter. Because I know when I'm bitter, my life cannot be better. I refuse to be offended. I refuse to be grieved in my spirit. I refuse to be offended. I refuse to be grieved in my spirit. I refuse to be offended. I refuse to be grieved in my spirit. I refuse to be offended. I refuse to be grieved in my spirit. I refuse to be offended. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, cancel the consequences of offenses in my life. I said there are three major consequences of being offended: sickness, stagnation, and untimely death. You will say, Father, Father, I refuse the consequences of offenses in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray. Pray, 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 pray. I refuse to be affected by the consequences of offense. I refuse to be harassed by sickness, to be harassed by stagnation, or to be harassed by untimely death. It will never be my portion. Father, I refuse to be offended. Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, tonight I forgive all those that have hurt me in the past, that have spoken against me, that have used me in the past, that have done things that have hurt me in the past. I release them tonight. Lift your voice and pray. 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 You must win the race. Lift your voice and pray. Tonight, we still have quite a few prayers to pray with all heads bowed and all eyes closed. You are here tonight and you have heard this message and you are saying to me, Pastor, this word is my word. I've come to God tonight and I've seen some areas that I need to make amends. Pray with me tonight. I want to rededicate my life to Jesus. I want God to have mercy on me tonight. I want God to cleanse me tonight. I want God to have mercy on me tonight. I don't want to end in the wrong place. I want to become a better person. I want to win the race of life. Just pray with me tonight. I want to pray with you tonight. You want to rededicate your life to Christ? Not that you are a bad person, but your heart is heavy and you want to run to the feet of Jesus again. I want to pray with you tonight. I'll be counting from 1 to 5. I just want you to lift your hands up and I will be able to see it and pray with you tonight. 1. You want to rededicate your life to Christ? You want God to have mercy on you tonight? You don't want your life to be the same again. You want a new life, a new destiny. You want Christ to walk in you, to transform you. You want a transformed, renewed, regenerated life, full of blessings and full of favor. Also, you are here tonight. You've been operating under unforgiveness in the past. You want to let go tonight completely. You want a renewal of spirit. I want to also pray with you. You can also lift your hands up and I'll be able to see your hands. And I'm not saying that you are a bad person. I'm not saying that you are into evil. But your spirit, your mind is telling you that tonight you need to run to God for help. I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you. You can lift that hand also up. Also, you are watching us on the internet. Anywhere you are watching from, I want to pray with you also. Let us know through the email stated on the screen that you are making this very important decision, and I see God blessing you in Jesus' name. But you are in the house also tonight. You want to rededicate. Not that you have not given your life to Christ before, you want to rededicate your life to Christ. I want to pray with you. You can lift it up above your head and I will pray. Don't be the last person. Don't be the last person. Don't be the last person. God bless you. Don't be the last person. Lift it up very well and be bold about it. Christ, I'm desperate for you. I want more of you. I want more of your help and your assistance in my life. I'm running to the feet of Jesus tonight to rededicate my life to you, to start with you all over again. I'm coming to you for help, for assistance. Do not let me be frustrated. Do not let me be let down, Jesus. 3. Don't be the last person. Before we move on in our prayers tonight, you want to rededicate your life to Christ. You want a new life in Christ. You want the help of God in your life. You are desirous of a new life in Christ Jesus. Brand new life, brand new destiny. Brand new destiny, brand new life. You want to win that race, but you know that the help of God is needful. I want to pray with you. Four, and one more count and I'll pray. One more and I'll pray. Don't be the last person. Wherever you are standing or seated, you want a new beginning with God. God bless you. I can see that hand. God bless you. 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 God honor you. God bless you. I can see that hand. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I'm just about to pray now. If you are about to take that decision, you are not the only one. Go ahead and do that right now. God bless you. God honor you. God will honor you. God will honor you. God will honor your faith. Thank you, Jesus. And five. Now, wherever you are, either in the auditorium here, and or you are watching us on the internet, God bless all of you. Please place your right hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus, please, sir, forgive me my sins. Cleanse me from my past acts. And Father, I have come to you tonight as your son, as your daughter. Please, Lord, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. I declare afresh Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Father, we thank you for the grace that has saved this evening. Let that grace bring about the establishment of this once in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Please follow the counselors. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Can we lift our hands up and just give him praise? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Can we just wave our hands and just thank him and appreciate him? The name of Jesus, I will not be a loser in the race of life. I will win in the race of life. I will not be a loser in the race of life. Lift your voice and pray. Spiritually, I will not be a loser. Physically, I will not be a loser. Maritally, I will not be a loser. Academically, I will not be a loser. Financially, I will not be a loser. Pray, pray, pray. I will not be a loser. I refuse to 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 be a loser in the battle of life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Lord, do the impossible in my life and in my destiny. In the remaining part of this July, do the impossible in my life. Lift your voice and pray. Pray, 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 pray. Do the impossible. I gotta be a rambler, Lord Rebaba. Turn into prayer. Father, do the impossible. What seems impossible in marriage, in academics, in business, in career, Father, do it. Father, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. Is running to an end gradually. Father, do something. Shake. Do it. Do what I cannot do for myself. Do what my father cannot do for me. Do what my husband cannot do for me. Father. Impossible in my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878. Or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.